Hi, I'm Drew. Welcome to the Advice for Lovers podcast. This podcast is a place where we offer solutions and advice for people with love issues and relationship problems. And you know, that could be any of us on any given day. Love tends to not be a flawless, perfect event, but instead it's more like an imperfect process. But that's fine. Some of us have, you know, little bumps along the way, and some of us have, you know, category 5 tornadoes running through our lives. You know, the question is, do I stay? Do I go? Who's to blame? How do we fix this? So whether your problem is small or large, important or not so important in your opinion, this is the place for you. We take questions and comments from listeners. We visit Reddit to grab some of these topics, and we try to sort this out for you. In the captain's studio, along with myself, is Jenny McDaniels. She'll be joining us to give her spin, you know, a woman's touch, a psychic's spin on some of these topics that are in front of us. So for right now, I'm going to go ahead and launch this episode with a couple questions that I have for us today. Hopefully you'll agree with some of this, but even if you don't, and even if you do, we definitely encourage you to leave comments so that it can help us understand where you're coming from. You know, we do have a background in, you know, counseling, healing, guiding, teaching, but you know, some of the best experience comes from just normal people who've experienced a lot of things. So feel free to chime in and feel free to send us your issues that you'd like to hear us discuss. So without any further ado, let's go to number one. I accidentally read my girlfriend's texts and found out she may break up with me. So the reader has been snooping in his girlfriend's phone. Red flag. Maybe you're a little bit insecure. You know, why are you snooping? I'm assuming you didn't ask permission. So you accidentally read them, which is, I don't know how you accidentally read something. But that may be a sign that you have some insecurity, which you really want to take a look at first and foremost, because whether you stay or whether you go, you know, you don't want to take the insecurity with you, because it makes everybody a little less comfortable than they can be. But next, you found these texts and she's talking about breaking up with you. Well, that's definitely something that's that needs to be talked about. Maybe you might want to ask her about it. Maybe she was just talking junk with her girls, you know, just talking trash. Maybe she's one of those kind of people that just talk trash and doesn't mean what she says. And but maybe she is thinking about breaking up with you. Maybe there's some reasons. Maybe she, you know, they might be silly reasons to you, but they may be important to her. So this could be a perfect opportunity to put it on the table and talk about it. Maybe you guys can work it out, and maybe you can't. So let's find out now. So if you need to move on, you can move on without dragging it out any longer than it has to be. So that's number one. And I want to thank the reader for giving us that question. The next one is pretty common, at least in my growing up, is the reader says, my friend got a girlfriend and now he's a complete asshole. So I've had experiences where good friends got into a relationship and suddenly they were blow-offish to their friends. They just devoted all their time and attention to this new relationship, which I can understand. You know, relationships, it's exciting, it's new, you want to explore it, and you want to devote time to it. But, I mean, to make it your one and only priority and allowing your friendships to just fall at the wayside, it's not really very balanced. Because sometimes the relationships don't last, and then you don't even have the friends to fall back on. Because sometimes friends don't take too kindly to being tossed in the trash or put on pause. So if your friend's going through this, it's definitely not a good place to be for you. Maybe you can talk to your friend. Maybe you can say, hey friend, I support you in your relationship, but you know, what about us? What about me? making me feel some kind of way. And you know, even if your friend doesn't respond in a positive way right away, at least the seed was planted. And of course, you have to do what you have to do to kind of protect yourself from harm. So if your friend's, you know, on one right now, just give them some room, let them find their way. It's, you know, it's not uncommon for people to get frantic over having a new relationship. So give them a little bit of time, give them some distance, speak your mind and protect yourself. And that's what we have for you. Thank you for your question and your issue. Ding, ding. We're getting questions nonstop. So if you want to be one of those people that are sending questions, we invite you to go to adviceforlovers.com. You can sign up and subscribe, and you can give us your questions and comments and more. And you can also visit us on YouTube. We are Advice for Lovers podcast on YouTube. So let's go ahead and let's get a couple more of these questions out of the way. Number three, my wife cheated 6 years ago and we stayed together, but recently I started thinking about it again, you know, the fact that she cheated and that it hurt, and a lot of trust issues sound like they're being stirred up again for some reason or for no reason. So number one, you know, I guess I commend you for having forgiveness in your heart. You know, your wife had an indiscretion, she apologized, you forgave her. So far, so good. And you kind of moved on from it, and it lasted about 6 years. Kudos. But now something happened. What is it that happened that's brought these feelings back to the surface and it's causing you pain, or at least discomfort? Has she done something that's sketchy, that's got you wondering? Are you just randomly out of nowhere feeling some weird kind of way? Well, if it's just a random feeling, feelings come and they go, you know. And if you want to be in this relationship, let your feelings come and go, but don't be destructive during the process. You know, this is not a good time to throw things in her face, and you know, because it's not gonna, her apologizing again is not gonna make you feel better. You're gonna make you feel better, and you're gonna do that by understanding and forgiving and letting go. And sometimes you have to let go again, and then you have to let go again. It's just, feelings aren't the easiest things to process. So, but on the other hand, if it's not healthy, if it's too painful for you, and you know, the best thing for you to do is to let her go, then you may have to do that. But don't make a rash decision. This isn't something that's just a red flag, red alert, run for your life situation. This is something that you got to think and feel your way through and do what's best for you. And sometimes doing what's best means looking at you to find the solution. The solution does not lie in the other person's hands. They've apologized, they haven't done it again. So this is all between you and you and your feelings. Once again, I want to give a big thank you to our listeners who submitted these questions for us today. And I want to invite you to continue to tune in, because Jenny will be on our next episode. Just wanted to get one out for you. We know you guys have been waiting to hear this. And so here we are. Here I am. I'm Drew. And I'm a part of the team, Jenny and Drew. Counselors, teachers, healers, therapists, psychics. We wear many hats. We do lots of things. And we do this so that we can be helpful to you. So, of course, like and subscribe. Advice for Lovers podcast on podcasting platforms everywhere. Let's get a couple more questions out of the way before we bring this first episode to an end. I'm loving it, and I hope you are too. So let's get a couple of how about, I scared my girlfriend and I don't know what to do. So the backstory on this is, the boyfriend's a really big dude, you know, 6'6", couple hundred pounds. And the girlfriend's a little short, petite, little flower, right? And they were arguing, and the boyfriend started getting ragey and punched the wall close to her face, punched a nice hole in the wall. And, you know, his position is that I didn't hit her, I didn't touch her, and I never did that before, and I'm really sorry. But her position is now she's afraid. She's afraid of what he could potentially do. She's never seen this side of him, and it's hard for her to just let it go and chalk it up to, oh, he just slipped, you know. So the boyfriend's asking, what do I do now? What do I do? It's not a lot you can do. Like, you really done, you done did too much already. All you can do is not expect her to heal or process or get through this based on your timetable. And also not to put an expectation on what's going to happen. She may decide, you know what, that's too much for me. That's a deal breaker. We're done. But she might decide that I've known you, and for 99.9% of the time that we've been together, you've been a gentle giant and a beautiful person. But she's got to get there on her own. You can't speed it along. You can't keep apologizing every day. There's nothing you can do except to continue to do your best to be a good guy and to be compassionate with her as she finds her way through this. This is traumatic. You know, to you it was a slip, but you don't know what impact that had on her. She could have had something in her past that was really traumatizing to her, and what you did just stirred it all back up again. So what you can do is move out of the way, be as cool as you can be who, the you who she fell in love with, and just allow her space and time to do what it is she needs to do to process this. This happened to her, it didn't happen to you. So let it be, and be ready to deal with the complexity, the potential complexity of her responses to this. She could get over it and then come right back into a trauma space, or she could never get over it. Or tomorrow she might act like it never happened and move on and never bring it up again. So you can not complicate things by trying to be pushy. You can just step back and let your apology ride. So hope that answered your question. I hope that made sense to you. And of course, if you agree, give a shout out. Hey, good advice. And if you don't agree, give a shout out and say, hey, I would have did this instead. I would have said this, because that's welcomed as well. So we got time for about one or two more. So let's see. So my boyfriend, this is from a female writer or a listener. She said, my boyfriend and I haven't had sex in months, and I'm at the end of my rope. So, you're not having sex. For a lot of people, the relationship is built on a foundation of love / sex, you know. Not saying that that's the most healthy approach, but in a healthy relationship, sex definitely plays a part. And for some people, it's a major part. Obviously, it's a major for one of the members of this relationship, and for the other one, for one reason or another, it's just, they're just not making a connection. So first, I wouldn't assume. I would ask, is there something going on? Maybe there's something physical with them. Maybe there's something mental with them. Maybe they need to get some help to get things sorted out so that they can get back into their performance mode. So first of all, don't assume. You know, and don't assume that they know that the sex is more of a big deal to you than it is to them, apparently. So talk about how you feel, ask questions, what can you do to help, and hopefully things will get back in sync. But now if you're pushed back into a corner where you have to make the choice of, this person just doesn't want to have sex as often as I do. I mean, like, he's 10% of my energy level. So 90% of the time that I want to have sex, I'm, you know, striking out. So I can leave or I can stay. You know, I love him. But part of that love, I wanted to have sexy. So that's a tough place to be when you have to choose. And I imagine lots of people will say, hey, this is love, but love has to cover all the bases. It's not like I can go out and have sex with someone and come back home and keep loving you. So it makes it a real tough choice of, what do you want? You know, lots of times we find Mr. Right, but a lot of times we find Mr. Almost Right. Almost Right. And what I mean by that is that this person is great in all areas except this and this, but these two things are really important to me. So maybe this person is just almost right. Maybe I deserve more of what I want, because life is short and this is your shot and this is your time and your body and your love and attention, and you don't want to waste time because, you know, you can't get that time back. So there you have it. Put the pot on the stove and let it simmer and see what you come up with. All right, and our final question for today. My husband's been screaming at me when he gets upset, and he says I'm abusing him by threatening to kick him out. So the hubby gets mad and starts yelling. And then the wife says, you know what, I'll kick you out. And then the hubby says, that's abuse. Telling me that you'll kick me out is abuse. Complex. And yet so simple. The question is, what do you want? What do you want from this question? What's the answer you're looking for? Do you want me to confirm that you're not being abusive? You're within your rights to say, hey, if you're going to yell at me or display any type of violence, then I'm going to do what's appropriate and asking you, you know, trying to remove the threat from my presence. It's my house. I'm going to ask you to leave. That's well within your rights, and it's totally healthy. But why are you threatening to kick him out? Is this some type of a thing that you're hanging over his head? You know, because then that's abusive. If you're not going to kick him out, then just stop talking about kicking him out. You know, how would you like it if you had a boyfriend who says every time you make him mad, it's like, I'm going to punch you in the face. You know, continues to threaten you with that. That's not a good place to be. It's not the same. It's not a fair. It's an example, just to make a point. They're not the same thing at all. But if he's a screamer and you don't like it, set a boundary. I'm not dealing with this screaming stuff. But if you set a boundary, the boundary's for you. If it happens again, what are you going to do? When it comes time to do it, don't talk about it. Be about it. If you're going to kick him out, just go ahead and kick him out. And it's hard. You may really want to kick him out, but you find it hard to let him go. Okay, and that's fine. Don't let him go. But don't keep hitting him over the head with the threat of kicking him out. And now, if you notice, I'm not talking about the husband and him being, you know, a little bit ragey and having low self-control to the point where he's screaming at you. That's his issue. He needs to work on that. We're talking about you. You wrote and you asked about the whole, am I abusing him by threatening to kick him out? This is my reasons why, but this is what I'm doing. So let's take a look at what you're doing. What you're doing is you're threatening. It's like, when he does this thing that I don't like, I'm threatening to kick him out. And the constant threatening or the continuous threats, he feels like that's being abusive to him. And it's kind of like you're trying to scare him into shape, you know, scare him back onto the path. And I don't know how cool that is. I don't know that it's necessarily abuse, but it's not cool. So figure out where your boundaries lie. Figure out what you're going to do if they get violated. And try to avoid the insanity loop of continuing to make threats that you don't seem to be willing to back up. Okay, so I appreciate you guys. I think you guys did a great job of sending in these questions. I love it. And it just goes to show that love issues and relationship problems can take many forms, many shapes. Some of these you hear as a listener and you say, wow, that's easy. And then some of them you listen to and say, oh my God, that's horrible. And, you know, one person's easy is another person's horrible sometimes. So some of the challenges you face, some others might look at it and say, oh, that's easy. But, you know, we all have our challenges, and that's why we're here. We're here to kind of help sort out the challenges and, you know, get the GPS of your relationship life back on track. This is Advice for Lovers podcast. Glad you're here. See you in the next one.